All right, now watch this. This will be the more, one of more interesting segues, right? You go from talking about pro-choice, pro-life, and then you go to San Francisco, the city by the bay, one of my favorite cities. Matter of fact, the, my favorite place to visit in the United States, where Stephen Edelson, the outstanding sports writer and columnist from the Asbury Park Press, is about 8.5 hours before kickoff, Giants 49ers. Now, it's early in the morning for you, my friend.
I'm still on East Coast time, though, Kevin. Really, I mean, I've been up for a while. So,
all right, so as I say good morning to you, the big topic around here the last couple of days with this game, really more than anything else, has been the weather and the field conditions. What can you tell us? What is it like now in San Francisco?
It's not raining at all, and quite honestly, it really did very little in terms of rain yesterday. So I'm not quite sure. Yeah, it's still pretty dark here. It clearly is overcast, and I know they're calling for some showers at some point today. But the weather has been much better than I thought it was going to be. Now, granted, the field is bad to begin with. It sits below sea level, so it's wet under the best of circumstances. So even just a little rain today, I think, could certainly soften that field up significantly.
So we would probably have to assume that the field conditions will not be ideal, and weather could be a factor, but it not necessarily is the number one ingredient or component going into this game.
I don't think so. I really don't. I mean, I don't think it's going to be like the Mud Bowl here. I think it may be a little wet, it may be a little slick, but I don't see that as being the determining factor here now.
Former Giant coach Bill Parcells, I heard him interviewed the other day on the radio, and they asked him, who does the weather favor? And I thought he had a great line. He said, the team that wins.
Well, you can really kind of couch it however you want, that it will favor the Giants, that it will favor the 49ers because of this, because of that. You know what? The team that plays better is going to win, and I don't think it's really going to matter what the field conditions are.
You've been covering sports here for a long time. You've obviously followed the Giants for many a year. This might be the most unexpected run they've ever had. I mean, we were, what, a month ago or 5 weeks ago, everyone was talking about who the next head coach of the Giants would be. The conversation certainly has changed a lot.
Well, it certainly has. And, I think there was always that expectation that this could happen, and I know that was always talked about, particularly going into like the Green Bay game, people talking about that as maybe a springboard if they could play well, and I think that's exactly what happened. But I think it was a little bit of a stretch to see them playing like this, and the defense doing a complete 180 as they have, I think this is even maybe a little more surprising than 2007.
And, of course, there are so many comparisons from this team to that team, and I think the one that would stand out more than anything is, now having to win these big games on the road, although that team won them all on the road. Your column today on the front page of the sports section is about the Giants coming to accept and almost like this whole thing of being on the road. And there are those people who say, especially with the game of football, that outside of the fact that, it's close to home, there are really advantages to being the road team, one of them being the time you spend with your teammates and all of that, and being able to take that ability, it's us against the world. You buy into that?
Well, I definitely do. Football is such an emotional sport, and the Giants have really used being away from home to bond as a team, not only this year, but in recent years. And I think that has really served them well, that whole ability to be together. We have no one but ourselves mentality. And, I think in football, more than anything, that will really serve you well.
What has been, in your mind, the number one factor that has taken this from being a 500 ball club to being a team that's on the cusp of a Super Bowl appearance?
Well, I think really more than anything is the defensive line being healthy. When you have OC Umiura healthy, when you have everybody in there, when you can line up four defensive ends in passing situations and really get after the quarterback, I think you've seen that the last couple of weeks has really been the difference. Now, it's going to be a little tougher today. They're going to have to stop the run, or they're not going to get the four defensive ends on the field at once. They're not going to be able to force the 49ers into passing situations. So I think that has been the biggest turnaround for the Giants. And I think it's one of the biggest keys today for them is how that defensive front holds up, particularly against the run and healthy Frank Gore.
Steven Edelson from the Asbury Park Press is in San Francisco, where, of course, Big Blue, the Giants, will play the 49ers at 6:30 today. And, of course, as being here, in which a lot of people follow the Giants and are surprised, the 49ers are really the story of this NFL season and what they've accomplished and the fact that they are a win away from the Super Bowl. And let's face it, a year ago, there's nobody that would have thought that was a possibility.
Yeah, they have been just an incredible story in what Jim Harbaugh has been able to do in turning this team around with essentially the same players that Mike Singletary had has been pretty amazing. And they have really bought into, you know, what he's saying. And he has, I think more than anything, he has really convinced everyone and convinced Alex Smith that he is a good quarterback and that he can lead this team. And I think it really has been an amazing transformation over the last year.
You've got a prediction on today's game?
Yeah, I'm always wrong on these, but I really think it's going to come down to the Giants being able to move the ball a little better than the 49ers. You know, I think their passing game is very good. You know, granted, they're going to have to run the ball a little bit. They're going to have to commit to the run. I think the Giants will score some points, and I would say 27-17 Giants.
Of course, when these teams played back in mid-November, Ahmad Bradshaw was not there, so certainly the Giant running game should be in better shape today than it was 2 months ago, right?
I think so, yeah, no question. And I think the offensive line is just playing better and with a lot more confidence than they were back in November.
Steven, I appreciate your time. I know it's been an interesting 24 hours flying out yesterday to the left coast. Look forward to reading your stuff in the Asbury Park Press. And as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Steven Edelson of the Asbury Park Press, outstanding writer, and he's in San Francisco.